Hi there, it's Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. Get ready to learn some really cool stuff about bees. I hope I'm not the only one who is walking around thinking that all bees belong to hives and that there's always a queen. And I did know that we really need those pollinators because without them, our food supply would be dramatically compromised, as in about a third of it would disappear. So truth be told, I was somewhat blown away when after I recorded a spot about bufflegrass with Kim Franklin, conservation research scientist from the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. We chatted after her segment and started talking about bees. So, Kim, I jumped on it. Thanks for coming back to tell us everything we ever wanted to know about wild native bees. I have lots of questions like, are there really 20,000 bee species? Where are they? How many of them are in the U.S. and where do they live and why are they so important? So, you go.
Yes, thank you.
A lot of questions, but I was really excited.
Yeah, thank you for having me back. Bees, there are 20,000 species estimated worldwide. And the honeybee is just one of those. And that's the one that lives in hives. And so that's the one that everyone thinks of.
Yeah, honeybees and bumblebees.
And bumblebees are social. Yeah, they live in colonies as well. But the rest of them are solitary. They live alone. So a single mother bee makes her own nest. And then she goes out and collects pollen and makes a little ball of food for her babies. And she sticks one of those little balls of food in each cell in her nest and does all the job of rearing her offspring alone.
Single mother.
A single mother, yeah.
Where does she live?
So the vast majority of our native wild bees here in the desert live in the ground. They make their nest in the soil. So one of the key things that we can all do to help these ground nesting bees is leave them some bare ground. Leave a patch of your backyard not covered by gravel so that they can get to the soil and build a nest in the ground. The other thing I'd like to say about where we live right here in the Tucson Basin, we are in the bee capital of the world. So there are more species of bees here in the Tucson region than anywhere else
Why?
In the world. Well, we have an incredible diversity of plants, and bees seem to like warm, dry weather. And so,
I've been noticing bees since you and I talked. We have a fountain, I told you, outside of our house that, of course, recycles the water, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Green here. And there are hundreds of bees around it all the time. They don't come near me. They mm-hmm. don't come near when we sit out on the patio. And I'm thinking they have to be bees that are not from the queen bee colony hive.
Well,
they must be native bees.
Well, I don't know. Most of the bees that do come to fountains in town are often honeybees because honeybees need water. But most of our native bees don't necessarily need to come and get a drink because they get all the moisture they need from the plants that they're foraging on, the nectar from these plants. So the adult bees are consuming the nectar and they're collecting the pollen, but they're feeding that pollen to the baby bees. And so they're not actually eating much of that pollen. Pollen is very protein rich, and so that's what the baby bees need to grow. One of the most exciting aspects of conservation that you can participate in here with bees is very little things can make a huge difference. So we know actually that urban environments can provide excellent habitat for bees. All of us together, each doing just a small act, planting some flowers, some native flowers, because bees are kind of picky about what they'll eat, can have a dramatic impact, all of us working together, on the bee population overall. So it's really important that we plant native, we plant some flowers that flower throughout the growing season, so think about spring, summer, and fall, and then also leave them some nesting habitat, so don't cover up all the bare ground.
I never heard that one before either. People can find out more by visiting desertmuseum.org for more information about all things green, sustainable, and socially just, and to become a part of a global mission of people doing the good thing for ourselves, for those we love, and for the planet, visit mrsgreensworld.com and join us.